Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 354, listener feedback and birthday surprise. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weavers Department Store and check out all the great things they got there. Brand new book that just came out, Mayberry Trivia. That's right, Mayberry Trivia by Scott Hopkins. If you guys have enjoyed getting the Mayberry Trivia games and just reading the questions to yourself, this is a whole book full of them. Head over to Weavers and get the book now, weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of number 345 is Dave Klein. Dave Klein, he's up church in the chat room, and he's here most every week. I want to thank him. I want to thank all of you guys for joining me here at Two Chairs No Waiting. It's always a lot of fun. This week, we got some feedback, and I'm going to tell you a story about some stuff that happened to me a couple of weeks ago, the 20th of November. So I'll be telling you a story, but first, we're going to hear feedback. We had a lot of feedback from last week's episode that was all about the upcoming Mayberry Christmas episodes that are going to be coming on. It's, you know, it's episode number 53 called Coming Home for Christmas. I guess you guys remember that. So that was the actual episode title, Coming Home for Christmas. And we had a whole lot of folks that, like I said, had written in or called in. And calling in is so awesome because I get to hear from you guys. So let's, without any further ado, I've got several of these, got three of them at least. So let's go and hear from Joseph first.
Hey, Alan, this is Joseph Carter from Powell, Tennessee. And so what I was calling about, I was going to tell you that I loved your show last night telling us about the Andy Griffith hour-long Christmas special. I cannot wait. Alan, I have been I'm 51 years old, been a thorough fan of Andy Griffith for years and years and years and years. Many years ago, we had a TV problem. The picture tube was out, but the sound was on. I still sat there and listened to Andy Griffith. I couldn't see the picture, but, hey, that's just as good. I love that show. I live for that show. And, Alan, I cannot wait. I'm used to the black and white color, the black and white, you know, programs and all that. But Alan still, you know, hey, I will give the colors a chance. And, buddy, I'm all for it. And, Alan, I just appreciate it. I love your show so much. I love listening to you every week online, and just keep it coming, please. And, Alan, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and you take care, sir. Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye. Wow. Thanks, Joseph. Wow. I feel like Ernest, I love you, I love you, I love you. Joseph, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. It makes me feel good when people say they enjoy the show. And I am so glad to be able to share this stuff with you guys, because I'm just a big fan, just like y'all. And I can't wait to see it either. That homecoming or Coming Home for Christmas, that episode, there's been a lot of people talking about it. And so I hope all of you guys, and most everybody had the same kind of attitude where they were all saying the same things. Hey, I'm used to the black and white, but I'm going to enjoy the color. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got an email about it, and this one was from Goober Fife, who's always in our chat room. And he said, big news. You know, old Goober Fife doesn't do well with change, he said. But I do think that it's a neat idea to colorize those two episodes. Kind of good Christmas presents from them. So Goob gives them an attaboy. A good finish to Christmas Day, is what he said. And I agree. That is going to be so fun. And I'm still wanting to try to have a hangout. Now, you guys that can do that technologically, we're going to try to get people in the chat room. So, you know, I do the podcast live on Monday nights, and we have people here in the room with us as I do it. And I'm going to try my best to have the capability of having you guys that listen to the podcast be able to be part of the video as well. So you'll be able to connect in with your Google Hangout. So if you've never done Google Hangouts, we're going to probably try some test runs. So I may be posting in the next few days. So kind of be watching over at the Facebook page if you get it, if you're on there. And I'll be trying to get people drug in there so that we can test to make sure it's going to work when it comes Christmas time. Okay, so that'll be a lot of fun. I hope you guys will enjoy that. I know I will. So after the episode on Christmas, we'll all get together and have a conversation about how the episode was and what it was like watching it with the nation. And we'll have some fun with that. All right. Okay, so I had another voicemail. Well, let's do the other written mail first. So this is another, I can't remember if it's on Facebook or where it came from, but Brian Rose, he wrote in with a Mayberry story is what he wrote in about. Let's go ahead and do this one. This is out of order. I should have done the other first, but Brian wrote in, he had a Mayberry story. He said, I just finished listening to a podcast, and this was a previous one I'd done. Concerning your request, because I made a request at the time for everybody to send in your Mayberry stories. You've got stories of things that happened to you in Mayberry. Let us all know, because we'd love sharing them. So Brian wrote in. He said, concerning your request for Mayberry stories, I have one. Now, Brian's a pastor, if you didn't know that, so I'll tell you that. Many times on Sunday morning before we go to church, Melanie will ask me what I was going to preach on that Sunday morning. And, of course, you know that the answer is always going to be, you know, or what it's going to be. His answer is always sin. He's going to preach on sin. He said, keep up the good work. Love the podcast. And that's from Brian. So then we started going back and forth, and I wrote, ha ha, yeah, that's great. That's one subject you can never talk enough about, sin. And he wrote back to me after that and said, I figure one of these days I really will preach about sin. Then they will all be in for a surprise, but I'm in no hurry. And I wrote one last thing back to him, of course, from me. I said, well, just don't let your sermon be dry as dust. So, and that was from Brian. So, Brian, thank you for writing in. And, folks, if you have Mayberry stories, I would love to hear them. I know we all would. I'm going to tell a Mayberry story in a few minutes. So, before that, let's hear another voicemail. This one's from Jennifer. So, Jennifer, take it away.
Hi, Alan. This is Jennifer from Toledo, Ohio. I haven't left a message in a while, but I was prompted to leave this one by hearing your podcast today about the primetime Christmas Day episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. Like you, I was so excited to hear that our show is going to be on primetime for the first time in all these years. It really gives it that iconic status that I Love Lucy has, and it really deserves it. And I'm really hoping that, like you, it reaches some new, younger viewers who will see it as a really cool show to watch and get involved in it like we have. So I'm very much looking forward to watching it with my family on Christmas Day.
So Jennifer, thanks for calling in. Great job you did. And I just can't wait. This is going to be so fun. It's just going to be special, I believe. Watching the show in color is like a brand new, something new we've never seen before episode to me. It'll just be different. So I'm anxious to see how good it looks, and I'm anxious to just enjoy it because I'm not going to pick it apart. So let's not pick it apart unless it's just terrible. But I doubt it'll be terrible. It's the Andy Griffith Show. So let's just enjoy it and have fun with it, and we'll just make an event out of this whole thing. Now, I had one more voicemail. This is from Tim Bradshaw. He called in asking about Barbara Eden. This is from back in Mayberry days.
Hey, Alan. This is Tim. Just had a question on Mayberry days about Barbara Eden. Of course, I enjoyed visiting with her shortly, you know, for a short period of time there to get her autograph and all. But I know that she had her luggage lost, and that caused some problems for her. But I was just wondering why she was not appearing at the Colonel Tim's talent show. The only time I really got to see her was when I got her autograph and was hoping to see her at the talent show and maybe a couple other places. I don't know if you know that answer or not, but just curious. Appreciate it. Talk to you later, bud. Bye.
Well, actually, now you probably didn't see her, but Barbara actually was at Colonel Tim's, the afternoon show. She was not at the evening show. She didn't make it there, but she did make it to the afternoon, and she even went out and signed the squad car of fellow tribute artist Phil Fox, who does Ernest T. Bass. He actually got his squad car signed by Barbara Eden. I mean, that was big, 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 big. And he was very excited about having that done and posted some pictures online that I could not seem to find. But he really enjoyed it. Now, again, that was at the matinee show. She was not there for the evening show because I guess she left. You know, she was basically just there in Mount Airy for Mayberry Days for autograph signing. That was what she came to do. So she, you know, she really wasn't expected to perform. There was no expectation from at least the cast or the tribute artist or any of the other folks that were there performing that she would be able to attend. But I did find one picture. Let me see if I can pull this up here. Of Barbara Eden. And there she is with Phil Fox. I have here. If you're watching the video, you'll see it. But she's standing out by the squad car. His squad car, actually, at Mayberry Days. And he was able to get her to get in. She actually slid in there and signed it. And I think he even had video at one point of her doing that. So, I mean, that's that's really big, you know, to have your car signed by Barbara Eden. So he was able to pull that off. So congratulations to him. Tim, I wish you'd have been at more things. I would have liked to have met her other than just when I stood in line, or was my wife, actually. She stood in line and got her autograph. But it would have been more, it would have been a lot of fun. Of course, I ended up getting a picture because, you know, she is my manicurist, you know, she's manicurist. Yeah. All right. So that's from Tim. Let's see. I thought I had one more. I guess I don't. So I believe that's all of our feedback for this episode. So I want to now share with you a Mayberry story. Now, it doesn't sound like one to start with, but it is, because this is about my 50th birthday surprise party. Okay, so if you want to quit now, you can quit. Just go shop at Weaver's and have a good Christmas, and we'll see you next week. But if you'd like to hear this story, it was really special for me because my wife threw me a surprise birthday party. My birthday has not happened yet, but I'm going to be 50 on my birthday coming up in December. And so she had a surprise party for me, and she tricked me completely. I had no idea. So she's pretty awesome. And she had invited a lot of folks to come to this thing, about, I think she said 200 and something people. And I think we had about 150 that were able to come. But I had been at a basketball game. It was an early basketball game. I go to all the UAH, the University of Alabama in Huntsville has a basketball team, and a friend of mine's the coach. So I've got season tickets, and I go. And this Friday night, the game was at 5 o'clock for some reason. So I was sitting there watching the ball game and everything. I knew there was supposed to be a surprise party that I was going to for a lady that's in my Sunday school class. You know, and the game kept running a little long. So I was like, well, okay, I'll hopefully it'll be over in time for me to go to the surprise party. It's supposed to start at 7. Well, the game wasn't over until about 7:10. So I got in my car and I text Jan. Adam, my son, had been with me at the ball game, but he had ridden separately because that's where he goes to college. Anyway, so I carried him to his car, and then I text Jan, says, anybody still at the party? She says, yeah, they're still here. So I drove to the church. Our church is where it was going to be. And when I got there, I said, man, there's a good bit of cars here. Wow. David did a good job, the husband, pulling off this surprise party. And I go in, but Jan is standing, it's in the gymnasium of our church, and Jan's standing at the door to the gymnasium. And I was like, why is Jan standing here? And, you know, still no clue, zero clue. I had nothing. You know, it was pretty amazing for me because I had zero clue about this. But, anyway, so I headed on into the gym with her, and when I got in there, there was this huge crowd of folks in there, and I was like, "Well, this is nice. You know, why are there so many people you know, well, it wasn't that there were so many people. As I started looking around, the first thing I saw was Jan's ma or brother, actually. When I went in, I saw Jan's brother, and then I realized that's Jan's family. Why is Jan's family at Sean's birthday party? And as I kept looking around the room, I started to realize, wait a minute, I know everybody in here. Of course, it's not a surprise since it was my Sunday school class. But as I looked around, I saw some people from where I work. And then I saw some friends that are Mayberry friends. And then I saw other things. So she pulled off the surprise party, and she got me. She got me very well. And it was very special. The thing that really amazed me is as I kept looking around the room, I saw people. As I went around it, I saw David Browning was there, Barney, that does Barney Fife with me, the Mayberry deputy that got me started in all this. I saw Otis, Kenneth Junkin, he was there. She had set up an entire wall of all kinds of pictures that were Mayberry pictures and everything. I saw folks from work. I saw people from my Taekwondo class. I saw my family, my mom, my dad, my brother was there. My friends from high school were there, Lane and his wife, Sonia. They were there. Jeff Koontz, a big Mayberry fan, was there. Alan and Nancy Thornton. Every person I saw was a shock. And it was a very good surprise, and I'm very thankful for it. Because, you know, I guess Mayberry, the Andy Griffith Show, I always tie it together. You know, it's all about these people. It's all about these folks right here that we're talking about. Friends and family and church and work. And all of those things, you know, they're what makes the Andy Griffith Show special, right? Because it's the people in your life. It's the people around you that that really is what the Andy Griffith Show is all about. And as I looked around that room, I kept seeing people that were, yeah, they were coworkers, or they were friends from church, as I said, or family. But they were also, you know, they're part of my life. And those are the people in your life and in my life that make Mayberry around us. So it's up to us as Mayberry, as fans of the Andy Griffith Show, to be that light. You know, I've mentioned it before, I'm a Christian. And so I feel like, you know, that's what the Lord's kind of called us to be, is a light into the world, right? And I always say the Andy Griffith Show, and I mean that, but it's that light that you have, that spirit that you have that's in Mayberry. That's what makes everything special. And so this surprise birthday party was very special, because as I looked around that room, I saw people that represented, not everybody could come, and I understand that, but represented all these different walks of my life. I saw my work friends, saw my church friends, I saw my family, and my Taekwondo classes, and my Mayberry friends. Wow, that was a great cross-section of my life. And where I was kidding around during that, I said, you know, this is better than the funeral, because I can actually walk around and talk to you. Because, you know, I think it's so often that we go through our lives and we don't really just take that few minutes to realize all the people that make your life what it is, and all the people who make, you know, if you're talking about the Andy Griffith Show, who, what made that special? What made it special? It was Barney and Andy and Opie and Aunt Bee. Well, who are those people in your life? You should be very thankful and happy for all those people in your life, whoever they might be, because they're what makes that little bit of Mayberry happen in your life every day. So that's my mushy stuff. Now let me go through telling you some of the stuff I got, because there was some presents given, and and it was nice. I enjoyed the fact that they gave me presents, of course, because that's nice, but they shouldn't have done that, and they didn't definitely have to do that. I got a Mr. Potato set. And if you watch the video, you'll see it on the wall behind me on my bookshelf. It's sitting back there. And let's see, what else did I get? I made fun of my wife because I don't know if you guys have seen commercials. This is 2015 when you're listening to or when I'm recording this. But there have been commercials recently about coloring books for adults, you know, for them to color. And I was kind of making fun. I was like, wow, I cannot believe they're selling, because they're like, there's like 15 pages in that thing, and they're selling them for $12 for a coloring book for an adult. And I was like, wow, I wish I had thought of that, because that's a lot of money for an adult coloring book. I just, I was kind of making fun of it. And Jen went, I bought one. So I was like, really? Anyway, so a few days later, we were sitting there, and I looked over and I said, hey, Jen, have you been coloring your coloring book any? She said, no. I said, well, when you get one done, we can hang it up on the refrigerator. So anyway, so Jan, she posted that on Facebook. So one of the gifts I got, or not just one, I got an activity book, a Star Wars coloring book. I got that from one person. And I also got some coloring books of I got a whole bunch of coloring books from a guy at work, and a box of crayons. And I got some Hershey Kisses. This is a different story, but they're Hershey Kisses that one of my friends from high school gave me, that actually say "Kiss your 40s goodbye." It's a whole jar full of Hershey Kisses. I got that. Anyway, I got a lot of cool gag gifts and fun things. And one of the things I got was a little barber chair. It's really cool. Kevin Sneed, one of our friends, he got, this is one of the things. I'm not mentioning everything everybody got me, so please don't feel bad if you don't get mentioned here. But I got a little barber chair that's got a clock in it. So it's a little barber chair, a little metal barber chair. And it's really, that's just a cool little thing. I'd never seen anything like that before. So that was a cool little gift. I got a CD. I got an Auburn cheerleader, because evidently at some point in my life, I said, boy, I wish I could take one of those cheerleaders home with me. Well, a friend of mine gave me a Barbie doll Auburn cheerleader and said, now your wish has come true. So I had that, and got some flashlights and cool stuff. And one of my buddies, Kenneth Junkin, he gave me a barber pole. That's right. He gave me a barber pole. You know, that is awesome. And it's hanging right here in the video. You'll be able to see it right behind me over my right shoulder. So it'd be on your left if you're looking. And it's right there. Well, it's pretty easy to see if you're watching the video. I don't have to point it out. David Browning, he gave me a great photo of myself and him and my wife and his wife as well, that it was basically on canvas, and that's hanging up on my wall as well. But anyway, I just want to thank all of them. I want to thank all of you that were able to come, and I want to thank all of you who weren't able to come but would have if you could have, and even thought about coming if you knew about it. It got cut off because Jan said she had a hard time. She couldn't figure out who all to invite because there were so many people she wanted to invite. But at some point, you know, she just had too many. And I should thank my friend Donna, my high school friend Rob Jones. His wife actually made me a barber pole cake. So the cake looks like a barber pole. And it was pretty awesome. So anyway, that's the Mayberry story for me, that I can turn any situation into a Mayberry story. So my surprise birthday was a Mayberry story that I just told you. Because as I looked around that room, as I said, I saw people from every walk of life, and especially was happy to see my Mayberry friends. I'm not sure I mentioned them all. There's Doug Brewer. There's more than that. I'm not even going to try. There's 150 people there, people from work. Friends from work, as I said, friends from church. And then these Mayberry folks that traveled, you know, miles from Nashville or from, you know, Bristol, Virginia, or from around Tuscaloosa, coming up in Birmingham to come to celebrate my birthday on a Friday night. So the special thing to me, and I have to say, is that they gave their time to come and make that night special. And I want to thank my wife, because it wouldn't have happened without her. She did a lot of work and lied to me for several months about what was going on. So, folks, I would like to hear your Mayberry stories. I think we all would, because those are the things that make life special, is stories that something about Mayberry, something in your life that happened that was Mayberry related. So whether it's a cake that looks like a barber pole, or you got a real barber pole hanging on your wall, what's some Mayberry stories that you have? Let us know. We would love to hear from you guys. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. Leave a voicemail like so many did tonight. I want to thank all of them for calling in. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com, and I'll get them that way. Or you can drop by the Facebook page and leave messages there. Or you can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a comment. However you'd like to do it, we would love to have you. So until next time, folks, we'll see you then here on Two Chairs.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.